Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser. I got to be honest with you. I'm in a little post-lesbian pool haze for my pool party yesterday on July 4th.
But
I'm
getting party? I was invited.
Telling you, and these were some hot lesbians. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Like, guys, straight guys, the fantasy, it was there. It was happening. Super fun. But what am I most excited about this morning? So I always want to bring guests that inspire me, that I think have great stories. And today I'm super excited. Our guest is Ross Matthews. You know him from Ross the Intern from The Tonight Show. He's a regular panelist on Chelsea Lately with Chelsea Handler.
They love me.
Welcome, Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Ross, first of all, you look amazing.
Well, thank you so much.
You look really, really good.
Thank you.
Your new thing right now is it safe to say you're the spokesperson for
Jenny
Craig?
Yeah, I'm a spokesperson for Jenny Craig. And we just announced a couple weeks ago I hit 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Weight loss, yeah.
And you know what's funny? Do you remember the first time we met?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
No, listen, I feel like I've known you for like ever, but the exact moment, I can't remember.
Okay, so two stories. Totally Hollywood sounding. First time we met was at an Us Weekly party.
Us Weekly Hot in
right.
something.
Hot 100 or something like that.
Hot in
and you were there with Perez Hilton.
Yes.
Who was not terribly friendly to me.
What?
I might add. I know. So, but this was like your first weight loss. You had gone on Celebrity Fit Club. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my memory was like hanging out with you and then being at a charity event with Stacey Kizer.
Yeah.
And you were petrified of food. Just
saying. Well, listen, because when I did Celebrity Fit Club, I mean, it was a really crazy experience. You know, that show was on VH1. They have celebrities on losing weight. What an insane experience because, all right, we're going to weigh you every 2 weeks on national television.
So, insane.
So it was basically the shame diet.
Right.
In my head, all of a sudden, there were bad foods. There were good foods. You will never eat pizza again.
Right.
And if you do, the nation will judge you, you know?
So, which I would imagine kind of motivates you a little bit.
Well, it's a great diet.
Yeah.
It's a great diet. It's not a great lifestyle. Because as soon
diet.
As the show was done, and you know the real world crept back in, and I got in a relationship, and my partner Salvador started bringing in Doritos into the house.
It was like,
well, Mother Hubbard, there that goes.
Right.
Because I didn't know how to live in that world, and I just put it all back on. So when I struggled. It's always been a lifelong struggle. And then I reached out to my friend Sarah Rue.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a Jenny Craig spokesperson, lost 50 pounds. I said, honey, hook a brother up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did. And I didn't even start as a spokesperson. I just started on the program. And I started
Is the program?
Well, you know, the program, it comes with food. You buy the food. But
right.
What you get with your program is what I call the secret weapon. And it's access to your own Jenny Craig consultant. And we're not going to talk about Jenny Craig the whole time. I'll tell you my journey.
Not. Yeah, yeah.
So you get access to the consultant. My consultant is Michelle. And I'm like obsessed and have a total friend crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And what she gives me and provides me is the knowledge that I need. You know, the food isn't magic, she always tells me. It's just food. And they teach you what your plate should look like, you know, 1/4 protein, 1/4 starch, 1/2 veggies.
Right.
But they also teach you tools to exist in the real world. They want you off of the program. So, you know, I was going on a road trip and I called my consultant and was like, what? How do I do this?
Right.
I don't have
traveling
Jenny,
is the hardest thing.
I don't have a microwave in my,
right.
I don't have the, you know. And she helped me. And then also the last thing is, two things. I cook every day with my Jenny.
See, that's what I wanted to know because I love to cook, and my
you don't
fear
eat
with Jenny
out of a
Krug
box, right?
is you're going to have to give it up.
No.
And okay.
They call it volumizing, where you take like their pasta and then you cook tons of vegetables, and you learn what a free vegetable is, but most of them are free,
right.
just not the potatoes and things like that.
Right.
So I cook broccoli and carrots and onions and cauliflower and snap pizza. So my little pasta becomes this huge heaping plate of food. And
so their food is kind of like the preparation and the quote unquote bad stuff. Like here's the sane or normal amount of pasta,
yes.
and then you can add all the good stuff to it.
And then you start to know what that looks like. So you go to a restaurant and you're like, okay, that's how much I'm going to have.
Right.
And I'll save the rest for lunch,
right.
you know, tomorrow.
right.
But I still have my triple chocolate cheesecake every night. I have cheese curls
Delish.
Or like a Cheeto. I don't not eat anything.
Right.
There's a better way to say that. I eat everything.
right.
but then I
Your
also...
hands on foodie.
The last thing she teaches me, and I this came in handy today because I celebrated 4th of July yesterday and had a little... little indulging.
Which is okay.
Yeah,
because that was my memory of you getting dessert, and I remember you lifting up the plate and going, who wants my naughties?
Yes.
And, you know, I used to be very heavy, and I went through a phase where I got really afraid of food, mm-hmm. and then I got scary thin. And then you have to find, like, your comfort zone of living on the planet. So it seems today, energetically, because, you know, we're a self-help show, you seem much more aligned with what works for you. So
I
you go to a party, and so how do you indulge without beating yourself up?
Well, I have some stuff, mm-hmm. you know, because before it was like, I will have a carrot
right.
and I will starve because
right.
I'm just petrified, you know, and it's about confusion. Anyone that struggles with weight has a few things going on. I think they have some emotional stuff, why they
talk,
eat so much.
So that's what I want to know. Were you always heavy?
Always.
Overweight family?
Yes. And not a traumatic childhood. I just didn't understand how to eat. My first memory with when I had power and food is when we were at this, our friend's party, and everyone had ice cream, my parents' friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who own the house, they go, if you want more ice cream, it's in the freezer. I was like, I can get my own. I have the power to choose if I have more.
Right.
And then it became like I was in charge of the food.
Right.
But quickly, the food was in charge of me.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, but I look at people who struggle like I do, and I know how scary and overwhelming and confusing it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Jenny Craig has really taught me is how to take the power back a little bit. Just to understand that, like, you don't, it's not the enemy, the food isn't. And food's delicious because it's delicious and you should have some.
Oh my God, I love it. And so,
but I walk every morning.
You do walk every morning. So mm-hmm. are you exercise? Is it just walking?
I do a little gym. I hate the gym.
Oh my God. Ugh. I always feel like an imposter at the gym. I've
like, I don't belong.
I don't belong.
One of these things
everyone
is not
knows.
Like the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the only person that primps for the gym. Like, it's a whole thing. I don't feel normal. But what I'm curious about is, so you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
What's your partner's name?
Salvador.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And how long have you been together?
Almost 3 years.
Okay, because when David and I moved in, you know, I put on weight because he had the silly rule that we should have food in the house.
Oh, right, and, like food that people love.
Exactly.
Why would you bring that in my house?
Right. And I had to look at myself and be like, the boy deserves to eat.
Well, he deserves to.
Yeah, exactly. I do not. Yeah.
But while it's there, I'm going to take some.
So I'm curious, when you met Sal, you were thinner. Okay, thinner.
Not then in my thinness,
right.
But thinner.
And then when you put on weight, did that affect how you felt in the dynamic of the relationship? Like, I know when I lose weight, you know, suddenly the lights don't have to be quite as dim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did it affect things with you guys?
It did. I'm lucky that it didn't affect it on his end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like, we would talk about it and he was like, I love you. It's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Oh,
but for me,
guy.
There was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of shame, especially after losing weight on Celebrity Fit Club on a national level
mm-hmm.
and people seeing that. And then my baseline as far as my mood is always really happy is
yeah.
this and I'm
is it really happy like
I
every
swear.
Time I see you you're a really cheerful person
this they she knows this
yeah,
is
friend
my friend Amy
is
baby, I am this is it
is
this
it is, medication Ross
no I okay. swear to God I mean sure I have a
brought
a
to you by Paxil
iced
Matthews.
Americano right here maybe that helps but no I am always right about here
that's amazing
yeah it's good
do you ever feel okay so question about that then we're gonna jump around because that's just how I roll
sure
do you ever feel pressure to be perky
no
Really?
Never.
So, like, you're in the Denver airport
mm-hmm.
and you've just missed a flight, and someone runs up and they're like, oh my God, I love you, but you just want to get to your gate. You still feel happy.
Listen, no. I mean, I'm upset that I missed my flight.
Right.
But if someone comes up to me and says hi,
right.
I give them that. Yeah, you got to give that out there.
And one of the things I have to say, and, you know, guys, I always talk about, like, inspirational stories. And as a psychic and a life coach, people call me all the time. They want to be a writer. They want to be a singer. They want to be an actor. They want to be an entertainer. And really, I think they want to be famous.
Mm.
And one of the things that I love about your story, and I think is so remarkable, is that when you moved to Hollywood, you were willing to take a position as an intern,
mm-hmm.
which is bottom of the barrel,
mm-hmm.
no perks, because you love entertainment and you just wanted to be in that energy.
I just wanted to see the people that did the things behind the scene. I wanted to see every little like, you know, like on a watch, all the little parts that go around
yeah.
like that to make it all so the face of the watch looks pretty. I wanted to see all that. I've had a love affair with television, specifically talk show hosts, since I was growing up as a little boy. So I just want to see how it was all put together. And if that meant that I had to make copies and clean the floor while I did it, you know, that's what I was going to do.
And what I find so remarkable about that is you removed ego from it. You know, because so many people come to the entertainment industry and they've got such a big ego before they've even proved themselves. Do you know what I mean?
When you're me, you don't get to have an ego.
What does that mean? Of course you
no,
do.
No, I mean, I'm like a friendly clown and a high and
well,
a this
see,
and a that.
See,
like, I know my place.
I mean,
you know?
But I think you're downplaying it because what I love about your humor, like when you're on Chelsea Lately, which you're going to be on tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
okay.
I'm on
very
tonight.
Exciting, guys. Watch Chelsea Lately. Channel E. But when you're on Chelsea Lately, your humor is so heart-centered. Like, I think it's really easy to make fun of someone when they're down. which I like to do.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot harder to really deliver information, make fun of yourself, be polite and grounded. And I feel like you always do that. Like, you never kind of kick someone when they're down. Your humor is very pure.
Well, thanks for noticing. Because I will LOL at a really mean joke. And I'm not a goody two-shoes by any means. But I'm so fortunate in my life. And I don't think there needs to be a victim at the end of my joke. And it is easier to do mean comedy. And so the challenge of sort of like, I always call it the silver lining kind of joke, where like, okay, yeah, but the good news is that, you know, if I can do that kind of joke where there still is a little elbow in it, but it's done in a positive way, I think that's so much smarter.
So it is your intent to be,
always
for lack
intent.
Of a better term, like clean.
Positive.
Positive, yeah. Okay.
Jackie Beat is this hysterical writer, drag queen, just the meanest person on stage ever.
But you love it.
I love Jackie Beat. If you don't know who that is, look Jackie up. And I hired Jackie as my writer on this show I was doing for you, because I said, bring that sharpness into the writing room, and then I'll spin it
clean
around.
It up a
I'll clean
bit.
It up a bit. But I just thought if I could. I don't want my comedy to be dorky, cheesy, sweet. So it's like, let's have that edge, but I'll spin it up a little so we can.
Oh, guys, make it nice. I love it. All hour, Ross Matthews is going to be here.
Yeah,
if you
I'm here.
Want to call in, our number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. We're giving advice. I might give readings. I don't know. We're talking weight loss. We're talking gossip. Amy might jump on the mic. It's happening all hour.
She just said no.
Also, if you're at work and you want to send in a question, I see you. You can't call. I get it. Mm-hmm. Go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click the instant feedback button. We've already got Andrew in Los Angeles. Ooh. I may read your question live on the air. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest today, Ross Matthews. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. I'm very excited. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report. 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Oh, guys, Psychic Jiggle Fraser here. I got to be honest. I raised my glass yesterday, and I'm feeling it today.
Are you really?
Oh, my God. Mama needs to do it. Here's
why. You
look
fresh as a daisy, though.
Well, thanks for telling me. Here's the deal. Okay. It was a pool party, lesbian pool party, and everybody was swimming, speaking of weight issues. So if I was going to get in the pool, I needed a cocktail.
And did you get in the pool?
I did get
in
the pool.
You're sun-kissed.
I'm gonna blog about it today because I was really anxious about getting. Will you swim at a pool party?
You know, I was. Can I drop a name?
Please.
I was at Valerie Bertinelli's house in Malibu.
Fancy
oh
pants.
My God, like total mansion yesterday.
How can you
with,
compete
like,
with that?
You can't. No, exactly. You know, I'm telling you right now. You can't.
I was with Celebrians.
Okay, you can. But so they were there. It was Sarah Rue and her, Nicole Sullivan. So all these Jenny Creek people who have like met their goal and maintained for like a year.
Right.
And they're like, Ross, get in the pool. And I'm like, I'm fine right here.
So you wouldn't go swimming in the
pool? I didn't.
Okay.
Listen. I'm toning up. We'll get there.
So that's my thing. You know, I have more stretch marks than probably Natalie Suleiman or whatever her name is. Or I
look mom, like,
yeah. So I'm nervous about it. And having been very overweight, I'm just never going to have that ripped body. And I think God knows that if I had a ripped body, I probably wouldn't have been nice.
You think so?
Really? Yeah, it's part of keeping me in check. But yesterday was my first time in LA. I've just been like, you know what? I'm going to jump in the pool with these lesbians.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How did it feel? I know there's emails and calls, and I want to get to them, but I just had a question. As someone who has never done it in adulthood, how did it feel?
I have to say, it was a really powerful experience for me. I felt weak. David will jump in the pool no matter what.
I'm very proud of you.
He's very
you did
naked.
A great job.
It works for him. Uh-huh. and it's not like on vacation.
There they are again.
I'll go on vacation, and I'll go swimming. And by the way, my sound sounds a little bit weird, but I will go on vacation, and I'll go swimming. And there's something about strangers and people speaking another language. I love to go out of the country. Where I feel like they don't know me, but if it's intimate, and in California it's constant pool party, so it felt like a real success for me that I got over it and I pushed through
God,
it.
That's
I know,
huge.
Let's not use the word huge. Let's say that it's lean.
That's
it's
ginormous.
A moment. No, I hate that word.
It's so petite. It's so petite. It's, no,
thank
no,
thank you,
wait.
Benny. It's so petite. I like that.
I swear I was in the pool.
Hey guys, if you can't get enough of Ross, like myself, go to his website, helloross.com.
Oh yeah, which by the way. I posted pictures from my partner and I and Sarah Rue at Valerie Bertinelli's house yesterday.
And confession, have to be honest.
What?
I'm a unicorn. Tell the listeners what that means.
A unicorn is someone who comes to helloross.com on a regular basis but doesn't post in the comment section because I sort of correspond. I like the people.
Right.
So I talk to them on Twitter and the Facebook and the helloross.com. So a unicorn is someone who doesn't contribute there. I don't remember how we started calling them that.
It's hysterical. And then when I read it, I was like, oh my God.
You're a unicorn.
I'm totally a unicorn. My name is Dougal Fraser.
Well, that's why I remember now because they exist but you never see them.
Right, absolutely.
That's why we call them
I'm
unicorns.
I'm that shy girl in the back of class. Guys, I know you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we do have a caller available. Who is our first caller, Benny?
It'll be Cherie from San Jose. Juicy question!
Cherie, good morning.
Hi, Dougal. I really need your help.
Oh, Cherie, well, I'm available. Say hi to Ross.
Hi!
Hi, Cherie. Listen, Cherie, I like your voice already.
I do, too. What's your question?
Oh, thank you. You know, I think I kind of stepped in it big time. I reconnected with an old boyfriend through Facebook a few weeks ago, and we've seen each other
single?
A couple times. And then over the weekend, his wife sent me a message on Facebook saying that I was interfering in their marriage.
Oh my God!
Now
so
I
wait...
knew that he was legally married, but I thought everything was done and over with.
Well, wait a minute. You knew that he was legally married, but you thought that everything was done and over with. If he's legally married,
that they had separated and had filed for divorce.
Right. Okay. Well, thoughts, Ross?
Well, I just wanted to know, Cherie, what is your situation? Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay,
no.
So your intention was, hi, ex-boyfriend.
My intention was just, you know, I wonder if he's around and just thought I'd just check in and see. When I like, friended him or sent him a friend request, I was just looking up an old friend.
Well, here's the deal. Did his Facebook status or his profile say that he was still married? Like, you know how it says on my Facebook thing, guys, become Facebook friends with me. But if you see my Facebook thing, it says that I'm married to David. Like, was he still linked to his wife?
No.
Okay.
In fact, she doesn't even keep a Facebook profile. She entered in through his, she sent me a message through his Facebook.
Okay, so here's the thing. You don't have to be psychic to know that already this feels dirty. It just doesn't feel right to me. And if he's at a point where his wife is kind of stalking him and, you know, coming through to you already, I think that's your first sign that you should probably step away for a period of time. Do you agree?
Listen, yeah, I don't think, I think you did nothing wrong here, really. I just think it's too messy. You know what I mean? It's like, don't get in that. That's like a bee's nest.
And here's the thing, Sheree. The universe gives us signs very, very quickly. And it's always right at the beginning of a relationship. And they're not what you expect. You know, a beam of light isn't going to come out of the sky and say, stay away from this man because the woman can't be trusted. His wife is going to come after you. They give you little things. So I think this is the way of saying, listen, this is not over. There's clearly stuff they need to work on, and I would stay away from it.
Okay.
And you sound like you're super cute. So
I
don't
agree.
Think right? You're not going to have a problem meeting somebody.
Yeah.
How long have you been single?
You know, and I just haven't dated in quite a while. I just haven't dated in a long time. I consciously made a choice to open myself up to relationships again and cleared out old junk and everything. And so I'm wondering, okay, is this old junk that just needed to get cleared out that was sitting out there? That, you know, maybe some old connections that needed to be just like done and over with, right?
Well, sometimes I think the universe tests you. And, you know, the first relationship out of the ballpark is not necessarily going to be the first one that you connect with. So use this as practice. Diversify your energy. But I would try to connect with somebody else. And dating in the age of Facebook, I don't think is easy, to be quite honest with you. I would never have wanted to do that. Everything's so public. But I would stay away. Okay, Sheree?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, good luck with it. And thank you for the question.
Okay.
Have a great day. Okay, we have a great email question, too. Justin from Louisiana. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Andrew from Los Angeles says, I recently decided to get healthy and eat well. Woohoo, Andrew. I lost 30 pounds and feel great.
Hey.
Right? The problem is that my wife is not supportive at all and doesn't want to change her habits. I love my wife and I'm worried that this will hurt our relationship. Mm. What do you think? That's tough.
Yeah. You know, that's really tough because if you lose weight and your partner doesn't, and then you like sort of apply pressure, they're like, what? You were bigger before and I loved you. And
right.
This is one of those moments, I think, in a relationship when you just have to sit down, hold each other's hand, and say, I need to say something. This is not a judgment. This is what I'm feeling.
Right.
And you just sort of have to, without putting it on them, you know, carry it yourself and just say, I'm feeling like I'm scared for your health. I feel so much better. I want you to feel how I feel. Andrew.
I call it radical dialogue. You know, a soulmate relationship is a relationship where you can sit down and say, however you feel, it doesn't matter how painful it is or how touchy the topic, but you have to be able to deliver the information so that you can both grow.
But deliver it with love.
Oh, totally deliver it with love. And I have to say, when you're especially living together in a committed relationship, when one person starts to grow, like when David goes to the gym and he's there longer and I want to roll my eyes,
yes.
I have a choice in the situation. I can either be like, he goes to the gym, or I'm going to go to Pilates, or I can go, all right, this is a mirror for me. It's making me look at my own stuff, and I can use it as inspiration. So what I would try to do, Andrew, is why don't you guys try to make fitness goals together, not about losing weight, but just about being healthy. Hey, let's try and incorporate a bike ride once a week. Let's try and incorporate a walk together so she feels like she's part of your journey. My feeling subconsciously is she's afraid that as you lose weight, you will no longer be attracted to her and you're going to change. And I think if you include her on the journey, things will be, you know, a little bit more compatible. Why are you giggling?
I'm so sorry. Listen, Andrew, I am like so into, I was thinking about when I was saying about how I approach relationships and talk and I was just going to say, but be careful because when I do that, my partner Salvador always rolls his eyes and he's like, oh my God, because I always want to talk about feelings.
The talker?
Oh my God, I'm talking. And he just texts me. I was just thinking about it. He texts me, shut up. Because he's listening right now.
So you're more the talker. Because
oh my God, I'm turning off my phone now because now he just won't stop. Now he's like messing with me. Yeah, well, I'm the talker. I want to talk about feelings. This is my concern too, is that Andrew, you might need to just come to terms with maybe she doesn't want to. I mean, you may have to just love her
absolutely
like this.
Yep.
And but her knowing that you do love her like this might make it safe for her to leap a little more too.
Well, that's what I'm curious. So like on Jenny Craig, and I know I keep going back to Jenny Craig, but
let's talk about
so
it.
Does Sal eat the food with you or does he prepare something else?
Well, Sal's never struggled with his weight.
Oh, God.
He's one of those people. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Now, Sal, I want to say shut up.
Yeah, right? But, you know, he does eat some of the food with me, mm-hmm. and he has his favorites, and he actually, the food's really yummy. He's never struggled with his weight. I will say, you know, as he's getting older, he's struggling with it more than he ever has before. He's still teeny tiny, but mm-hmm. I mean, he can't eat a huge bowl of Doritos now like he used to.
Right, because it does change.
Oh, it changes.
I mean, I just turned 34, and I noticed it's not quite
good.
The same.
Well, 34 is not old, but you look great.
Thank you. Botox. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
No, I would never do injectables.
Are you kidding me?
You would?
I haven't, but please.
I don't think I could do it.
Have I lived here too long?
I think so.
Because yeah, you know, I'm from Washington State.
I know,
Mount Vernon,
right? Yeah, that's your hometown. Yeah,
where people, I don't know, the Botox is like
a huge thing,
like a regular thing.
We've heard of it, Ross. Come on.
Not that you haven't heard of it, but I, like, my mother would never think to get Botox, and I'm like, well, TikTok.
Now, see, I don't think I could do it, guys. Do you want to join in the conversation? Are you getting Botox, people in Seattle? Do you want to let us know if you get it? Our number 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. My guest today, Ross Matthews, amazing.
Wow.
So inspirational. I really find him inspirational. So call in or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click the instant feedback button. I see Paul in Philadelphia, Justin in Louisiana. Guys, it's happening. Tweet us, helloross.com. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
All
Fraser.
Oh, guys, Psychic Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. My guest today, Ross Matthews, amazing.
Oh, hi.
I don't know what to do with myself. It's like a gay cruise line in it, here. It's
hello.
Happening. With Adele in the background,
right.
We're doing it.
excuse me.
God, answering the phone.
Happens.
Sound effects and chiming in.
Oh, wow.
Benny Mathers, really amazing.
And I like talking to the people calling in. There's emails.
I do too. So we're going to go straight to a call. Benny, who do we have?
Let's take Sam. He's calling in from San Diego. Sam.
Hello, Dougal. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. Sam, say hi to Ross.
Hi, Ross. How you doing?
Hi, Sam.
I've come to the conclusion that I just was not meant to go to the gym, and I was not meant to ever be slender. And I think I'm just pretty much decided in the fact that I'm about 240 pounds, and that's just the way that I am.
How tall are you, Sam?
I'm about 5'10".
5'10". All right.
So you're not huge.
Right.
Come on, Sam. But, you know, here's the deal. I think...
I'm a pretty big person.
Well...
Do you feel healthy, Sam?
Oh, I feel perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, you know what FINE stands for? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. So is that how you feel?
I think I just feel fine. I don't know if I feel fine, but I think I just feel fine.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm pretty much decided to the fact that if somebody is looking for somebody that's like an Adonis of some sort, then they're probably not going to be the person for me.
Well, first of all, I never think you should lose weight because you want to attract someone else to you. You never should do it because of the public's response or the people around you. You should lose weight because you want to feel comfortable in your body and you want to be mobile. And one of the things that I use is I have family members who are like severely overweight, like can't get out of bed, you know, like really, really big. That's why I love the show Ruby.
Obsessed on style.
And totally relate to it. And when
we
you
tweet each other.
Do you really?
I feel like I'm name dropping again, but
oh
I totally
my God.
Private tweet Ruby. Yeah.
If you introduce me to Ruby,
oh my God.
I will change your life. I will cast spells.
Yeah.
No, but the truth is, what I loved about that show is you see in her journey, like the struggles with getting on a plane, hiking, being outdoors. And sometimes when I'm on family vacations, there are certain family members who can't join us in things with the younger generation, my niece and nephew, because of their weight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being thin. You know, Sam, you said being an Adonis. To me, it's about being healthy and feeling good in your body.
And also, Sam, it's about just sticking around for a while. You
right.
know, I would never encourage anyone to lose weight because I think they don't look good enough or something. I just, you know, people love you, Sam. Want you to stick around as long as you can. And if that means you got to stop doing this or start doing that a little bit more, I mean, I think you should give it a go. But if you're really happy here, I would never tell you not to do what you're doing.
Yeah, my advice would be go to your doctor, see what your doctor says. And if your doctor says you're in a healthy weight range, then you're fine. If your doctor says maybe you could, you know, eat a little bit better and what is the range that's appropriate for you, I would definitely advise you check that out. Okay, Sam, thanks for the call. We have another email question, which I really like. And it's a relationship question.
Ooh, okay.
It's Paula from Philadelphia. She says, I've been dating a great guy for about a month and really like him. I decided to Google him. Scandal.
Duff.
And discovered that he's 15 years older than me.
Ooh.
I'm 23 and he's 38. I don't care about the age difference, but I hate that he lied. Do you think this is a deal breaker? Dun, dun, dun.
Lying, yeah.
Right?
Hello, yeah. Listen. If he lied to you at the beginning, that wasn't... like an exception in his character. You
wait,
know
wait,
what I
mean? Wait.
What?
Confession.
Go.
David and I met in the middle of the night in a chat room called New York City Men for Men. Okay. I told him my name was Sean. And
ooh,
I was
this is good. Set the scene.
Well, that's online. Well.
But I told the minute he got to the house, I said, I just have to be honest. My name isn't Sean and I don't work in advertising.
Well, listen, but you know, okay. You were online. He could have been a crazy person.
Exactly.
Yes, you have to protect
I don't want him
yourself.
Killing Dougal. I want him killing Sean.
Yeah. But
here's the thing. She says she's been dating a great guy for about a month.
That's too much.
Yeah. And I agree with Ross. I think if he's lying about his age, you know, that's just weird. I'm curious, Paula, if you can email in again, did you confront him on it? Did you talk about the age? Because I don't think an age difference is that big of a deal.
No, it's the lying's the big
it's
deal.
It's the lying that's the big deal.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And I'm a public figure. I couldn't tell David my real name.
No, you couldn't.
No way. Huge star, darling.
And to your credit, you did say something
I told
right
you
away.
Immediately. I told you immediately. So, Ross, one of the things that I was thinking this morning on the way to the studio today is obviously we're a spiritual show, And I'm curious, you know, I know I've predicted this before when I was on your show, Inside Dish.
Yeah.
I believe it to the core of my being. You will have a talk show. It is your destiny. It is what you're meant to do. I think sometimes God likes to joke with us and doesn't necessarily deliver it in the package you expect and the time that you expect, but that's just kind of part of life. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, do you have like a spiritual philosophy? Do you have a practice? You know, are you religious? Do you meditate? Tell me everything.
Well, I just sort of, I know this sounds so lame, but I just, I do feel such a connection. I call it the universe.
Yeah.
You know, call it what you want. God, what, I don't know.
Right.
But I just talk, to the universe. Mm-hmm. I guess that you would call that praying. I don't know, but I sometimes when I'm trying to, I call it square peg round hole kind of thing. Then I go hands up to the universe. I will follow you, what you do. But you know, I've reached out to you before because I don't know. I just think, If you try to force something too long, my rule's kind of like three.
Right.
Then it's just not right.
That's your rule? You give three tries?
I try really hard three times.
Okay.
And then if it's just not going to happen, I look for another opening.
So when you say universe, like were you raised in a religion?
Never.
Or? Never.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I was baptized Lutheran, but
right. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I think it's a religion.
Okay.
No, it is. And but my family was never, I mean, we weren't really church going, but we're just, I mean, kind people. But as I've gotten older and especially when, you know, my profession and my person is wrapped up in the same package because I am my career and my product, you know, I do sort of try to stay in tuned with the universe. Sometimes it's overwhelming. We were shooting my pilot for my show and I went and I had rehearsal and then I had like an hour before we taped it. And I just was like walking outside and I just was like, I know this sounds so cheesy, but I was just overwhelmed with gratitude. And I just kept saying, thank you.
Why does it sound cheesy? Of course. I think when you're in your element and when you're in the zone, you feel that like rush of energy. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I have to say, I really think you're someone that walks the talk, that's living your passion. And I really admire that. If you were going to give tips to people who not necessarily want to be in entertainment, but want to just kind of follow their dream. Like, I know you've had moments where we've talked about this off camera, where things you thought were going to happen and maybe did off camera, off mic.
Off anything.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you thought
off
it was going to happen. How do you deal with rejection in the entertainment world?
Well, that sucks, a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get a lot of it, especially in this one. But I think everyone in their life, they know rejection, whatever career you do. But you know rejection from loved ones or not getting a job or getting fired or laid off, especially in this economy. And there's no real way to deal with it, I think, better than any other way, except that I always just know, because I know me, I'm going to be okay. It will work itself out.
Right.
You know? And
You're tremendously resilient. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, I always said, like, when I sold my first book, I was rejected, like, oh my God, 100 times at least. And I just kept getting a new agent. And I don't like being told no. That kind of gets me irritated.
Sure.
So I'm curious, if you don't get to the place you want at the right time, how do you kind of, like, do you have a moment of being frustrated or how do you build yourself up and go out and do it again?
It's, you know, it's like that day. I don't let myself have longer than a day, but I let myself feel the rejection. I told you I'm baseline here. I'm a very happy person always. Mm-hmm. But part of that, I think, is, you know, if a lot of my friends struggle with being sad and they push that away and they're like, no, I'm going to do. But sad is an emotion. Like,
I
babies
agree.
Feel it for a second. Don't dwell in it. Don't get lost in it. But don't be afraid to feel it.
I'm glad you say that, because I think people see you and assume like, oh, he never gets down. You know, like it could be raining. The house could be on fire and you giggle. Like
the house fire. Yeah, I would not giggle. But
So you allow yourself to have sadness.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
and you
sure,
realize
sure.
that that's kind of part of the human existence and a spiritual journey, so to speak.
Yeah. And I'm not perfect. Listen, I mess up on a daily basis too.
Right.
But that has been really powerful for me when I sort of locked into that of like, let yourself feel anxiety, let yourself feel fear, sadness, all this stuff. But then brush it off and move on.
Right. I love it. Guys, so inspiring. I wanted to talk about something else. There's a book I'm reading. They call me Baba Booey. Have you read
it? Oh my God, yeah. Well, I haven't read the whole thing, but I'm obsessed with Stern.
I know. So I was just reading it today, and you were on Stern, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't hear that. Scary. Tell me everything.
Oh, well, listen, I've listened every day since high school, and my partner and I listen every day, and then as we go to bed, we talk about, like, the cast members, like, their family. Mm. Like, you know? And so when I
He's amazing.
He was amazing, and I was nervous. I thought, you know, I wanted him to get that I got it. You know, like, I know who I am, but I know who you are, and I have such an appreciation for this, and he got it instantly. Mm-hmm. I was down to play. I answered everything that he asked, some things that my regret. But
really?
Was, yeah. Oh.
So he went there.
Oh, he went there. Yeah. And yeah, sure.
And don't you think part of it is if you won't go there with him, you're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't go there with him, he'll spend the whole time trying to get there. I went there in the first 2 minutes, and then the rest of it was just fun.
Totally smooth.
Totally smooth. Yeah. I was on for like 45 minutes, and they asked me if I'll come back. I'll come back.
Oh, my God. That's so what I love about him is he really gets people to open up about topics that you would never expect,
yeah.
But there's something about his demeanor and his energy where he just, like, zooms in and just gets people to melt like butter.
Yeah.
Well, they either freeze up or they open up, well, and I like both.
Something happens.
Right.
Definitely, there is a reaction, and they asked me, you know, he has this whole, like, news network there, when I walked out, and they said, how do you feel? And I was like, I'm just by being interviewed by him, I'm a better broadcaster.
Really?
Yeah, that's
how
what I
so?
Felt like. He just listened, and he heard things and opened doors. And as you know, as an interviewer and a broadcaster, you really have to be attentive,
right.
You know, and just try to take someone where they've never gone before. If you ask a question and someone's answer is sort of that, you can tell they've answered it 100 times before, but mm-hmm. then that you're not good.
Right.
But if they go, well, I never
thought of that.
Well, and they say something that sort of gives them an aha moment,
right.
Then you're like a ding, ding, ding kind of guy.
Aha moment.
And he's a ding, ding, dinger.
Now you're quoting Oprah.
Well, please.
Do you miss her?
Yeah.
It's been difficult, right?
It's been difficult.
Yeah.
My God, I'm lost.
Are you watching Behind the Scenes?
Hello.
Woman loves a cocktail.
Well, that's why I love her.
That's why yesterday, David was like, do you think Oprah's having a cocktail right
yes.
now? And I was like, Moscow Mules.
Moscow Mules? Let me tell you, with that tin cup. I know.
God. Oh, my God. I thought the last episode of Behind the Scenes was going to be this Sunday. Luckily, they postponed it, I think, for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, please. But I can't wait okay. Oh, see, now I'm getting flustered. You know, you remember that one of the last episodes when she was on that stage at
yes.
United Center
yes.
or something?
Big hair.
Just, yeah. Yeah. And they have her on the behind the scenes show, a camera on her in the car riding
yes.
there, and
right.
she's just breathing.
I know, right.
Preparing herself right. to let that moment in. And I'm like, this is why I love Oprah, because she's just a little too much.
Totally. So, guys, let's breathe and prepare for our last moment. I can't believe this hour is going by so quickly. Our guest today, Ross Matthews, changing lives just like Oprah, maybe replacing Oprah, if I may say so myself. Go to HelloRoss.com. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook, the whole deal.
Hello, Ross on Twitter.
Hello, Ross on Twitter. Right, exactly. I'll tweet it in a second, too. But you have like a kajillion followers.
Like a lot.
It's insane.
It's good.
It's so weird. Do you ever get overwhelmed by that?
No, I like it. I like talking to everybody.
You're a good tweeter. You have to teach me everything.
I give good tweets.
Yeah. Guys, Ross Matthews is here. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. Guys, so much fun. We'll
hi,
right
Oprah,
back.
If you're listening.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0289. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0289. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0289. That's 1-800-489-0289.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. Guys, oh my God, crazy hour. It's flying by. My guest today, Ross Matthews. I don't know what's more fun, what we're doing on the air or during the commercial break.
I know,
break,
right?
Because it's crazy.
I just showed something so offensive. We won't talk about that.
I know, you right? did.
I
Guys,
know.
Shocking.
Oops.
Let's just say.
Not
he,
me. I didn't make
no,
it.
No, no, of course. Never you.
Never.
Never.
God, no.
So I want to talk trash because our show is all about gurus to gossip, meditation,
I
martinis.
Could never.
Listen to you. So I'm curious, what is your guilty pleasure right now, television-wise?
Well, okay. I mean, I watch a lot of Housewives.
You do?
Yeah. But my TV taste really leans more towards the HGTV and the
really?
Food Network. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with House Hunters.
Oh, House Hunters International.
I call that vacation.
And some of these people who are like, oh, we have $2 million extra dollars.
What about this? No, even worse than that. What about this? Like, well, our budget's $80,000, right. And we're looking for a 16-bedroom with a pool. And I'm like,
we need a guest house for the dog.
Stainless yeah. steel. Let's move there.
We just bought a house in Los
oh,
Angeles.
Congrats.
Like a year and a half. Thank you. Very exciting.
Holla.
So now we're committed to this area. And we were super excited moving from New York to LA from the space that we
yeah.
got. But on House Hunters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm moving to Duluth.
Exactly. Because I want my McMansion
yeah,
now. Yeah. So you're not watching Celebrity Rehab?
No.
Ross.
And I love Dr. Drew.
Me too.
I just kind of have, I'm not above it, but I have a more, I'm like, should therapy be on TV?
Well, so I get that. I struggle with it, you know, but Bailing.
She is nutso.
And Bailing on the roof.
Poor
yeah.
thing.
Did she go on the roof?
Oh,
yes.
She was on the roof.
Why don't I watch this?
Oh, my God.
And, Ross, and you're missing out.
It's one of those shows because
I'm judging myself right now.
Uh-oh. There's only one other show that I can't watch in its entirety in one sitting, and that is The Biggest Loser, because I start crying in the fetal position every episode. I mean, totally.
I get so hungry.
You get hungry?
Oh, my God. Yes.
From the challenges?
Yes. It's like pot. I get the munchies.
That's so good.
Love that show. All right, so you're a Housewives fan.
I'm a Housewives fan.
What's your favorite franchise?
You know, it flips. I used to love and live for New York.
Okay.
And I still enjoy it, but I have to say, I miss Bethany.
I was just going to say, do you like Bethany's show as much?
I don't even watch Bethany's show.
Yeah.
But I miss Bethany in that mixture.
Have you had a skinny girl margarita?
Yeah, with Bethany.
I think.
I know. Why am I dropping so many names?
Can I have a dollar every time you drop
right?
a name? Just saying, because we'll send it to charity.
The floor is filthy now. I dropped so many names.
I think they're delicious.
No, they're great.
But I'm insecure about buying them, so I make David go buy them.
Cute.
I
and
like
by the way, didn't she make like $100 million by selling that brand?
Insane.
I need to think of an idea and right. sell it for $100 million.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to do today.
I'll think of an idea and do it for 15. I'm not attached.
No.
Seriously.
Wow.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
Yeah, but I agree. I don't think New York is quite the same. And I feel like the last episode that I watched, who's the model girl who's a little bit crazy?
Kelly Ben Simone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's talking about mean tweeting. Do you ever get mean tweeted?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I retweet them.
You do?
Yeah, because I want everyone to see it. So I respond something really sweet back, and then like sort of like, you know, reply with to comment so everyone can see what they wrote me, and then the people in mass attack them.
Do they attack? See, here's what I'm afraid of, because I've been mean tweeted before after I did The Real Housewives of OC.
I'm so jealous.
Then David used to be like, oh, who cares? It's good. And then they started talking about him, and he was like, hey. Yeah. I was like, see?
I do it all the time. I ignore most of them, but the real mean ones.
What's the worst thing?
Oh, I just got a death threat the other day.
Yeah, but I think
that's not scary. I mean, like a scary thing.
Ross's publicist just went into like,
I know.
She touched her ear. She was like, we have a death threat.
I contacted Twitter about it, and they were like, there's nothing we can do.
What did they say?
Because I was like, just in case, like, tell the people at Dateline, this is who did it.
Speaking of Dateline.
What?
Did you hear? Oh my God, what's his
name? Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Host. Let's talk about that.
Done. Set it up.
You shouldn't throw, you know, glass surveillance cameras
at when you're cheating.
Whatever. Yeah, right?
So the guy who does, go ahead.
The guy who does to catch a predator, right? With all the hidden cameras, was caught cheating on his wife by a hidden camera.
Insane.
Do you know how you spell karma? Chris Hansen. That's how you spell karma.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he got all those child predators.
Right. And in fairness, it was an adult.
Yeah.
Right. But
not as bad. Let's not equate the crime.
Right. Exactly. No. But I just think, the minute you are giving out advice and tearing people apart publicly, and that's your career, you should be a little bit careful with what's going on in your life.
Well, anytime that you put yourself on a pedestal, and when you do a show like that, where it's like, I'm the moral high ground.
Right, just
be careful.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hello.
What do you think about that?
You know, I feel just bad for Maria.
I mean, listen,
it's one thing to be cheated on. It's another thing for someone to have a child with someone else. They lived with this person. Like,
I know.
20 years. It's
and
like
she's so sweet. Now I'll name drop. I've met her before. Lovely
Maria.
Woman. I have. Lovely woman. Very, very dear. And I just...
By the way, it's kind of tacky to name drop. it's not becoming.
It's really disgusting. I'm going to therapy.
You know what? My good friend Gwyneth Paltrow taught me that.
I love what she just... Are you really friends with Gwyneth?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you that story.
Do you have her phone number in your cell phone?
Yeah.
Can I have your cell phone?
No.
But going back to Maria, I really feel like she has kindness of heart. And there's so much cheating out there. I don't know what that's about. So question topic off the top of my head. Do you believe in monogamy?
Yes.
I do too.
I believe it can exist in places. Right. I don't know.
Like Des Moines with that McMansion?
Yeah, right? Yeah, Duluth.
Duluth, sorry.
I understand how difficult it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in it. Mm-hmm. It's what I want in my relationship. I want children.
But you just said I understand how difficult it is. Is it difficult for you?
It's not difficult. No, please.
That's how I feel.
How many offers do I get a day? No, no.
Just death threats.
But a lifetime is a long time.
Right.
You know, and I understand because relationships are so hard that if you're not feeling valued, if you're not feeling sexy and that sort of is being offered to you somewhere else, I understand how it happens.
Yeah, and people were so shocked by Arnold's choice, which I thought was kind of interesting. I just think a lot of times for famous people, when you get to a place of power, you start to abuse it and think you can have anyone, anything, at any time, anywhere.
You deserve it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so used to getting public attention that if someone isn't giving you attention in that moment, whether it's a fight with a spouse or a coworker, you seek it elsewhere. Hence by Ling on the roof at Celebrity Rehab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's something maniacal about what Arnold did. And I'm not judging him as a person. Like, I kind of am judging him as a person. Because to just, in your home,
I know.
To do that. And
it's
then
an F you.
The baby, and then to keep it around.
I
and
agree.
Not, you know, if you make that kind of mistake, separate things so people don't get hurt further.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
And I just think to keep it going and going and going. And now she's filed for divorce.
And also,
thank you.
Well, but going and going and going, but then bringing your wife to the birthday party.
I know.
Of your husband, it's like weird.
I know. So
you should see my face right now.
Well, I think he has. I just wanted to say Shelly in Miami just said, I love you guys. Hey, Shelly, I love you.
Hi, Shelly.
So fun.
Miami is nice, so I'll say it thrice.
Oh, my God. Could we get any gayer right,
right?
Now?
I just
favorite
quoted
show.
Golden Girls.
I watch Golden Girls.
Shelly, thank
Benny,
you for being
don't
a friend.
Let. Do you hear Benny getting straight, right? He's going to have to watch, like, WWE.
This
like,
is hilarious. You two are hilarious
let's get ready
right
to
now.
Rumble.
I know, right? Where's my ding, ding, ding? I have one, actually. Wait. There we go. Let's
get it. Let's do this.
You KO'd this one.
Woo!
So I one boxing reference that I know, by the way.
I didn't even know it was a boxing
knockout.
Reference.
Knockout. Okay. KO'd. Mm-hmm.
So Golden Girls, my favorite show. If you had to identify with one character,
Dorothy.
Who would you choose? Dorothy.
You would think I would be Rose.
Yeah,
right?
I would totally think you would
be
Rose.
I'm a hybrid of
right.
the two.
Uh-huh.
On my good days, I'm a Rose. Mm-hmm. Get a cocktail in me.
Right.
I'm a Dorothy.
And did you move over with them to the Hallmark Channel?
Dorothy. Let me tell you, I just found the Hallmark. Where? I tweeted about it. Where have I been?
There's a billboard in Studio City. They're right in Studio City.
Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Right? Don't get me started.
We can't agree on everything.
Half Pints Fallen in the Well. So I watched 7 episodes of Frasier in a row the other day.
I did just start watching Frasier again, too. And Martha Stewart is on during
Martha
the day.
Martha Stewart, Golden Girls.
Martha
it's
Stewart.
Like they took a channel
right.
and made it for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, Lifetime, I feel like for a while it was like the gay source. It was my power. It was my higher power. And they just kind of, they tried to come back with Project Runway.
Let me tell you, though, this last season of Project Runway was awesome.
I didn't watch it. I'm a terrible
and
person.
I understand why, because when it moved, I left. But they've expanded to an hour and a half, and they go more into the process, and the casting
really?
Was phenomenal.
Curious.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Just has a new show on Bravo. I shouldn't be saying what's his name.
I know who you're talking about.
You know, big guy.
Come on.
Yeah.
So funny.
Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David,
the show
always
looks
saving
great.
The day. It does look good.
I know. I'll be watching that and supporting that. But let me just applaud. Do you have that applause again, just for the Hallmark Channel? Can we just thank you for what you're doing? And people, thank you.
I agree.
The audience. By the way, beautiful audience.
Guys, we are
all
having
right,
so much
now.
Fun. If you want to...
I believed it for a second, and then it became inauthentic.
Oh. Guys, if you haven't gotten enough of Ross, and I know you haven't, he's going to be on Chelsea Lately
tonight
on the E! Channel. That's 10 o'clock, right?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Late owls. Or you can DVR it. Or go to HelloRoss.com, follow him on Twitter, become 300,001 or something like that.
At HelloRoss is the Twitter name, and then HelloRoss.com has link to Facebook and all that stuff. And we'll take a picture here, if you don't mind. I'll put that on the website, and I'll tweet
Absolutely.
It on Facebook.
David's a makeup artist, so let's get rid of shininess. Guys, it's been so fun today. If you didn't catch all the show, go to DougalFraser.com, click the recent press, and you can listen to the archive. I've had so much fun.
Can I come back sometime?
Are you kidding?
I live far from here. I don't live
Done.
Far.
That would be so much fun. Monthly regular, Ross Matthews. You heard it here. Can we afford him? I don't know. Guys, it's been super fun. Next week, we've got Colette Baron-Reed. We're going to be doing readings all hour. Super exciting. She's going to be promoting an event at the Omega Institute. Oh, my God. Too fast of an hour. I will see you next week. I adore you. Go to DougalFraser.com and HelloRoss.com. It's been fun. Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.